Blog Talk Radio.
Halloween Jack and the Bone Jangler. It's the eerie late night.
I hear the Peanuts singing. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. That's what they call an introduction.
Oh, man, because I hear the Peanuts, man. I want to sing. You know, the boys' choir, freaking knucklehead land, wherever they live. No, blockhead. I was talking about Charlie Brown earlier tonight.
Oh, really? Well, anyway, yeah. Christmas time is here.
Oh, it is, man.
It's almost here.
It's almost fun here. I wish. Does it snow in where you guys are at all, either place?
No, it's been raining, which I hate around Christmas
time.
What
about up in Jangler land?
I
know Bone Jangler gets buried in that stuff up there, man.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he could tell you.
Whoa. We're not buried in snow.
Not yet.
This is a weird introduction to this program. This is very strange.
Yeah, well, you know, it's strange times, they don't do it that way.
Well, first off, let's just say welcome to the Eerie Late Night Radio Show. And I'm one of your hosts, Handsome Halloween Jack of the Haunted Theater.
And I'm your other host. I'm talking about the Bull. That's right. Happy, super sexy Saturday before Christmas. Saturday before Christmas what? Happy, super sexy, scary Saturday before Christmas. That's it. Yeah. And then there's the other guy.
You forgot something. I was waiting for Woe.
What did I think?
At the end of all that.
Whoa. Man, you guys give me chills, man, both of you guys. Man, the Bone Jangler's intro always, I mean, the doors rattle and shit when he does that, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Man, I needed that.
If I try to do that, I'll get a hernia doing it, so I don't even try. I've tried to imitate that, but yeah.
It does come from when that happens. Down below. That's what I'm saying.
It comes from way down below.
That'll
anyway,
clean you out too, boy.
Here we are. We have a special guest, and as everybody already heard, it's all the way from Monster Madhouse. It's our dear friend Carlos Borloff, and who better to talk about Christmas and toys and all that fun stuff? But before we get to that, a sad note, and I'm going to let Borloff mention this because I actually found out about this from him today.
I hate to be the bearer of news. Kurt Meyer, you know, Dedger Winter.
No, he did call himself Dedger Winter, yeah. Yeah.
Because Kurt Meyer, you know, I never met the guy in person, talked with him online, you know, never saw him at any of the cons, you know. Like, I've met both of you cats before, which is just a super honor. But never got to meet Kurt, man. And I guess he was a younger fellow, too, man, in his 40s. Big full head of hair, yeah. You know, man. And he wore a wig anyway. He didn't give a crap. He was pretty awesome with the big fangs. Oh, my God, I'd bite the crap out of myself. Man.
I've never really tried to hear about that. I never really had contact with him, but I heard he had a really cool show. For some reason, never hooked up with him as far as the Monster Channel goes. I don't know, it's just one of those things.
I guess he kind of made shows and just kind of threw him around, made another show and sat around. He'd put him out here and there, I think. I don't know. I've seen clips and I've seen a lot of stills and, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words, they say. So, you know, that's how we all live vicariously, through stills and pictures and, you know, and but God rest his soul, man, you know, another horror host. And we just had one die about a month ago, Glenn Ralph. He was on our show. He was one of my singer guys, and he played the Phantom of the Opera several years ago. Actually, he was called not the Phantom of the Opera. He passed, and, you know, and Kurt, you know, Kurt was so sudden, man, so sudden, you know.
Yeah. That's...
Psych got messages from people said that they just talked to him a few days ago. He said he's going in the hospital, had a fever and a cold and shit. You know.
Wow.
I don't know. What do you do?
But on a good note, Bones, you want to mention one of our other friends that's doing better?
That's doing better? Well, of course. You're talking about a full head of hair. Who else has perfect hair like Slash, the werewolf? He suffered from an incident, almost 2 weeks ago. They all thought he had a stroke because it had all the same hallmark, you know, signs, the drooping, the slurring, arm curled in, one side of his body all messed up. And we've all been praying for him like crazy, and he seems to be coming back. He's in Indiana.
Indiana, that's fine.
He's a Hoosier.
Well, man, he's doing better.
Yes, he is.
Good news.
It'll be a slow process, but yeah,
sure.
I mean, be honest with you, that someone, you know, it's someone that myself, I've had a stroke. I mean, see, there's a lot of things that are very similar to that, and it's very hard to tell because I've had seizures too, and they thought it was a stroke. Yeah, and I've been telling him that. Don't ever give up because I almost did, but I didn't. Anyway, we have somebody calling in already.
Uh-oh.
Do we
want to
take this?
Might be a prank call. Look out.
I don't know about that.
Let me say, I do what I always do. I take down the number because if it is a prank call, then we can call them back. or I can give their number out over the air.
Well, before caller ID, man, remember back in the day when you could do that and they had no idea who called?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, okay, anyway, let's see who's calling it. If it connects. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Hey, Jack, this is Slash.
Hey, there we go.
Oh,
speak of the devil.
Hey man, we got four corners of the country connected here, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't talk very long, but I wanted to tell you guys that I thank you for the thoughts and prayers and the continued support, and I love all you guys and my brothers.
Yep.
We love
you, man. You're a brother.
That made my day to hear your voice, man. This is Jerry Carlos Borloff out here in D.C., man. Where are you at, in Indiana?
Yeah, I know your voice. I've been listening to your CD a lot.
Oh, right on.
Trying to do a one-armed air guitar.
You know, I play with my bare hands. I use bare hands. You got to do something, you know. We're blessed to be here. We're all blessed to be here. Christmas time, the end of the year. Still going and rowing the boat, man. Just, you know, God bless you, man.
Well,
absolutely.
It's good with people who love you and have respect for you and support, like the fans and like all the hosts. But I know I got to get off here because I can't hardly talk anymore. But I just want to tell you guys thank you and Merry Christmas and Bone Jangle and Jack and Borloff. I love all of you guys.
You know, we love you too, man. And we will keep praying for you when you're going to get better. You're going to get stronger. Yeah, you just made all our days, all our night, too. And
I
hope you and Roxy have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And you go get some rest, brother. Okay?
All right.
We love you, man. The power of prayer. You'll be back on your feet soon. You take care, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome, dude. Wow.
I was happy
that?
He called
out
in.
There listening. All over the country, man. That's cool. That's good to hear his voice. Man.
And you talk about Christmas miracles. There you go. That's one of them.
Right, that's right.
Man.
Speaking of Christmas.
I got chills, guys. It's good connecting with you, Caps. God, I haven't I talked to Jack here and there at Bones. I haven't talked to you for so long. The time just slips by, man. Whew. You know,
it's funny you're mentioning about time slipping by, because that thought crossed my mind the other day. It was like a Charlie Brown Christmas was on. Okay, we put it on, and I remember very distinctly as a child laying on my rug in front of the TV watching that when it debuted.
Elbows
1965. Yep, 1965, and I'm thinking to myself, holy crap, I was a kid, and now I'm here.
Yeah. That's where that music strikes such a chord, man.
Yeah, what happened to everything in between? Just so it's unbelievable that, 56 years went by that quick to me.
I hear you, dude.
And it's like, wow.
You know, that's like we're archivists, you know, capturing things on video and taking pictures and doing that, leaving a mark here and there. That, you know, it's one thing the Internet's kind of given you is timeliney kind of stuff since the MySpace days. But before that, you know, you took pictures with your wind-up camera. You wrote notes. Man, I found old journals and stuff, the comic book stuff I made when I was like 10 or 12. And I'm like, wow, I'm the same guy.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, it's funny
because
I was saying today to Jackie, I said, isn't it funny, when we were a kid, it was like, oh, wow, it's a whole week until Christmas. Now I'm saying, it's only a week until Christmas.
You know? it's a long time if you think about it, because, oh, man, I got so much stuff to do this week, my God. But I'm going to do it.
I don't know, man.
Know,
it seems like it went where what? I mean, we're still recovering from Halloween, you know? It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you see, you're always Halloween. You're Halloween Jacks every day.
Oh, well, we're always Halloween.
You can't escape it. It's a curse. It's a monster. It's the Halloween Jack, and boy, you named yourself good, you know? Yeah, but, you know,
hey,
seriously, man, so many people have watched. I mean, God, how many years has it been? Because I remember when we used to do live shows way, way back in 2009 or something.
Yeah.
That's like 40 years ago. With today's math, I don't know. I'm still in like 2006, 1975, and, 50s earlier, man. God, I'm looking through like old magazines and Playboys and comic books and posters, and God, I got so much crap. I have to figure out what to do with it so it all doesn't end up in a dumpster when I end up toast, because you guys will be on here talking about me one night going, oh, he was a cool dude. too bad they only found his pith helmet, you know, in the quicksand and a note. Meanwhile, I'm in the beach in Bali, you know, chasing girls in grass skirts, being chased by the cops probably at that point because I'm getting a little long in the tooth, you know.
Yeah. Oh, we all.
Especially that one tooth. Yeah, yeah. What is it going? It's going to be New Year's Eve, too. What night does that fall on? Is that a Friday night, too?
Yeah. Yes, it is, yeah.
Wow.
I know, it's weird because I was listening to something on TV where some guy was saying, yeah, I've had this Christmas decoration for about 30 years. And I'm thinking to myself, well, how long ago was that? That was only in the 90s. You know,
Well,
get so far away.
The math.
Oh, my gosh.
Mind-boggling, dude. I'm coming up on my 40th high school anniversary in 2000, whatever we're coming up on with the 3 in it. And because of 30 years since 1983 when I, you know, got out of high school. Love to go back and talk to my old self. And it's like, dude, all those girls are there every day. They won't be after high school. You got to go find them. That's what I always told young Master Greg, too, when he would post online. I'm like, dude, go to school and keep your eyes open. Stay in school if you're young, boy. You know, go where they are. You know, join the cheerleading squad, all that shit. Pardon my French again. I'm working on my French.
Well, he has an eye for the ladies. I don't know where he got it.
He does, man. He's a smart kid. I told him because he was looking at some stuff I was posting online, and he's like, "Well, I'll take some of those." I'm like, dude, I'm selling them." But I'm like, "Dude, it's Master Greg." I'm like, "Dude, I'm sending you a box. What's your address?" So I'm putting a box together of stuff for him, man, and. You know, he's a good kid, man. I saw his picture of his guitar.
Man, oh, yeah.
You know.
He has a few.
Yeah, he does. You know, that's what Halloween Jack needs. I kept telling him is like a bass. That dude, you would be.
I play drums. What are you talking about?
He needs a drum kit.
Really? I did not know that. Dude, we have to congregate. We got to get people together somewhere, somehow, do something. You know,
I'd like to see Jack have a Ringo type drum kit.
Man, oh yeah.
Hey, I did.
Ringo was one of the best drummers there ever was, too.
That's right. Totally underrated.
Man, you listen to him play Ticket to Ride, it's like, whoa. You know, he's doing some wild stuff, man, you know, with the
What about Rain?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I think that's his best.
He's doing a lot of drum breaks, a lot of breaks, you know. But, gosh, even, you know, but early on, She Loves You. It's got the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, those whatever he's doing. He's Ringo, man.
There's hardly any drums. He hardly has any drums. It's a bare-bones kit.
Kick, snare, and hi-hat, man.
That's all you need.
He's going, you got a floor tom.
You don't need all
he's
that
got the
stuff.
Floor
that,
tom
that,
probably
that was
one
my
tom.
First. Yeah, my first drum set was just like that. You know, well,
sure, you get
no,
one tom.
Actually, was that one? It was one from Sears that I showed you in that ad. Remember, I said we should have formed
great.
A band because
you got
you know. we have somebody else calling in. Should we let them in or should we let anybody else in on the conversation? It's up to you guys.
Absolutely. Oh, you never know who it is.
I'm not going to play devil's advocate, so whoever wants. It's up to you guys.
Gotta answer the door.
You want me to answer the door? Okay.
Sure. See who it is.
Okay. Who's knocking at the door? Hello?
It depends. Is it a 267 number?
Oh.
Is it what?
Who is that?
Is that a 267 number that called in?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's Roxy then.
Roxy? I knew it was a chick. I knew it was a chick.
Borloff, it's your favorite chick to talk to on the phone as far as I'm concerned.
Well, let's talk about some stuff. I'm all good, you know?
I really didn't think that they would let me on.
What does that mean?
Last time I called in, Jack's like, oh, God. Jack's like, oh, God.
Where are you at? Where are you at?
No,
right,
actually, the last time you called in, I had a seizure, and I didn't even know you called in. How about that? I did a radio show like that.
You had a seizure, and you were still like, ugh. That means a lot.
So where are you in New Jersey, or are you in Pennsylvania, or where are you at these days?
I'm in Philly. Philly.
That's right, Philly. You know, I have a box for you because I talked to her on the phone a couple weeks ago. Her and Dash, dude, her guy there, and I got a big box of stuff for you, but I just haven't wrapped it. I went to the post office, and I'm going there again on Monday.
Hey, Dash has a box for everybody.
Yeah, me and Borloff are phone buddies.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten a Borloff box.
Dude. I sent you posters, dude. I've got new music. So I've got to send you.
No, that's
you
not the
actually,
that's not the kind of box
you know
I'm
what,
talking
Jack,
about.
Jack
and Bones might be very interested
in
what I was
nude.
Asking Borloff for. So like you
I
guys
just had
know
a great
that...
idea for a toy. I had a brain fart for a toy. A Halloween Jack in the Box. Whoa. Oh,
yes.
It pops
yes.
out. With a camera and a knife.
Do you guys know what I contacted Borloff for? You remember that poster? It was like all the horror hosts, and there was like a family watching TV.
Right.
And it was by
Joel
Robinson.
Yeah, the one I'm not on. Yeah.
No, dude, I
yeah that one.
That
oh,
I added you on that, you know. Because I talked to Joel.
That doesn't count.
I talked
count.
To Joel, the artist. I photoshopped your picture in there right down in the front, man. I'll send you the copy. Dude, I did. Because I talked to Joel, the artist, Joel Robinson. He's badass, man. Great artist.
He is.
And,
he's a great artist.
Oh, yeah. He was like, dude, do it. I'm like, right on. Later.
I mean, if it makes
oh,
you guys
good.
Feel any better, I don't know how I got on it. I don't even know how I got on it, to be honest with you. So.
Well, you remember that? Hey, you know, you never know who's going to see you out there when you're doing this stuff. That's what we all do with horror hosting. When I met Bone January, I met at the first convention I ever went to, and I was like, well, there's a real horror host. Because, you know, I knew Count Gore Duvall, but Bone January was the first guy I met who was at a TV station doing the thing, and boom. And it was just it blew me away. You know, that kind of feeling
well,
you get from it with the cathode
rays. Pass that on,
because
you were the first horror host that I met at a convention, Borloff.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
It was awesome. I have video
awful.
Of it. It was awesome.
it was terrifying. That's funny. You know,
mm-hmm.
New Jersey has a lot of good stuff. The Monster Mania, you know. We need to all congregate at a convention again someday soon. While
yes.
we're all, you know,
wait,
like,
well, wait a minute.
Like
let's
a geriatric
get, let's get back
convention.
To this. Let's get back to this Borloff box. Yeah, I got a box of posters. That's not the box I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one that has, like, you know, a Captain Action in it or Dr. Evil
dude,
or, you
dude,
know,
dude,
one of those
you know,
many toys that you have that
stop
you said were probably going to get thrown
because...
out. And I said to you, stop, don't throw them out. Go and rewrite
yeah.
your will because I want those things. Not that
well,
I'm
dude,
thinking
I
you're going
to
go before
you know,
me.
Look,
I'm not saying
you need
that.
You be watching your mailbox because there's some crazy stuff coming your way.
No, dude, I'm kidding you. I'm kidding
no,
you.
No, but I'm
don't,
totally
don't
serious.
Don't you dare.
I'm totally serious,
don't you
young
dare.
Jack. You know?
Guys, that's an idea
know.
That we should really,
knows,
really
I've
try to do.
I send the model kits, but I will not send the glue. You know, you got to get that on your own, man. You know, Bojangler knows.
Yeah,
it's expensive. Get that on your own.
You can find the glue, man.
Well,
but God, you know, it'd be fun.
Glue.
What was the cinema wasteland? You know, maybe God, we need to have them throw something somewhere central. You know, because they do the southeastern Ohio thing. That's still a 10-hour drive. You know, we need to figure out a way. But you know, we do it through television and stuff. You remember when I first started with all this stuff, man? The Horror Host Underground. Everybody traded time slots. It's like you're in D.C. Bone Jangler was on. To CW Prather, man, he turned in shows left and right. He was on, like, Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. You know, so were we. We just running horror hosts on TV all the time. back when Uncle Lar would send out all the DVDs, you know, that back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Just stuff floating around, discs.
Okay.
Was everything.
Hang on a second. We have somebody calling. I know who it is.
Oh.
Very special
it's
guest.
It's not me. I'm already on here.
I'm very thrilled to have this person. All right, so hang on. Hello? Who's this calling in?
Have a holly jolly Christmas. This is Stevie Gosling.
Stevie. Are you painting a picture? Are you painting a picture right now? I picture you
hi,
with an
Steve.
Easel.
Hi.
You know.
Hi, Roxy. I'm painting three right now, Carlos. Right now, I'm painting three all at once.
Are you wearing a smock? You have to wear a smock.
Paint? I wish I had a talent, but I'm just a horror host.
It's like the weatherman. I know. It's an important job. It's an important
being a horror
job.
Host
somebody's
is what it's all about.
It. Somebody's got to do it, I guess. I don't know. But you can't stop. It's like, you know, I mean, Bone Jangler, Halloween Jack, you guys have been at, I mean, I'm 16 years and you guys are like 10 years ahead of me. Halloween Jack was doing it back in the VHS days with the beta tape back in 78, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we did it in the garage.
Beta was
great. You know, I had a Super 8 movie projector. I would sit and kind of do it myself. I would watch those Ken films, Super 8, come home after school and show it up on the wall. I'm watching Godzilla versus the Thing. I'm like, yeah, I could pause it, and the film would burn.
Guys,
you know,
I had an idea. Can we all do like a horror variety show, like but like a laughing but horror host style?
Well, welcome to this phone call.
It's not videotaped though. Like,
you know,
maybe it should be.
It is kind of fun. You know what? You know, since they have the Zoom now. You know what would be fun to do is a Zoom, like a video call where everybody's sitting there and you can see them in their, with their hair in curlers, you know, like, hey, you know. Because I've done Zoom calls with people, and you can have like 8 or 10 people on there. And then if you want to go live with it, you can have to let the world watch it because you're just having a convo. And I'm like, I got a webcam. And not like I use that for anything, you know, serious. We can all webcam each other.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, Cam, Stevie, what made you call into this madness?
I wanted to contribute to the dynamic that seems to be going on here. I think this call is the horror host answer to that scene in the Marx Brothers movie where everybody crowds into the stateroom on board the ship, you know, and someone's always coming in.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So,
but, I said horror hound, but Borloff wasn't in. I was very upset.
I can't unsee that now. I can't unsee that. But, you know, every time the Bone Jangler comes around, I saw in like Flint the other night. And for some, you know, what's the guy's name? James Coburn? Remember that guy, man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the whole theme would fit because, you know, the gadgets and the cane with the sword in it and the, you know, the. Wow, it's like kind of like the Green Hornet meets in like Flint. You know, it puts a whole twist on the whole thing, man.
Yeah,
but that was a great movie. God, the devices he had in his belt, just little stuff in his shoe, man. You know, give James Bond
ring
for the money.
The phone ring tone.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, right. Right, and the president.
That always cracked
the president. You ever seen, you know, he's the only guy I think ever that's punched the president.
Okay, well, anyway, that chorus is telling me that that chorus is telling me we're running out of time in the live portion of the show. So everybody's cool for a minute. So I can say thank you to everybody in the chat for listening in. And as usual, this went by really quick because we were having a lot of fun, but we're going to continue this. In the after party, where we're going to talk about a bunch of things and a bunch of people. and maybe just wind up killing each other. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen on this radio show. So anyway, thank you everybody for listening live. We hope you have a great holiday, a Merry Christmas. I can't say Hanukkah. That was over quick. That's over. Happy Kwanzaa, and we will see you whenever next time, sometime next year, hopefully, right here on the Early Late Night Radio Show. Good night, everybody, and happy holidays. We love you all.
Wow.
Okay. Now we're in the
are we
party.
Are we, am I dead?
No, you're here.
Am I dead?
We have to do something that's kind of like a modicum of professionalism here, you know, like kind of do something like that once in a while, you know.
Yeah. Tucking in my shirt as we speak, man.
Well,
tuck
about
that shirt in. You know, I swear to God, it's like the whole new thing, you know, sweatpants and a T-shirt. It's like, that's like my new outfit. I'm like old guy. I need a running suit or track suit.
Let me tell you that.
I'm tucking to my shirt right now.
You know, do it. You better. So put on a belt. But you
that's
know
what? You have to wear pajamas to a Wawa.
I mean, if you can. If it's really cold out, boy, you got to get the sweats out.
Dash is all like Lorenzo's Pizza. Keep mentioning Lorenzo's Pizza, Jack.
Slacks are important. What you wear, their pants are important, really. That's why I want to move to Japan, because you can wear a kimono. And, you know,
you're
who knows
push
what's going
me to
on.
Start talking French. I'm telling
you. You know, we get a kimono, and I don't know what they wear in France.
Not saying anything about what you just said.
In Ireland, I guess they wear kilts, you know. A kilt would be pretty neat. I've never had a kilt, you know.
I've been doing the Mick Foley thing lately, black sweatpants and a red flannel shirt. That's been my go-to.
Yep. That's a good one.
Just right in around here.
Goes diving off the top of the cage.
I think my diving and wrestling days are over.
Well, so Christmas time, did anybody have to go out and do any big crazy stuff for Christmas? It's been real light for me. I mean, I got a couple of people. My parents are like, we don't want anything. My brother's a dick. So I'm not even getting my brother anything because he's a dick. You know? Here's a pack of cigarettes, man. You know? I don't know. I wait to see what people get me, you know, because when you get socks and stuff, it's like, gee, thanks. A shirt, a sweater. Records were always good.
I don't know.
People would take the time to wrap a record, like, oh, I know what this is, but you didn't know what it was. The last record wrapped I think I ever got was Dokken, Tooth and Nail. I remember unwrapping that. Got that big monster hand coming up out of the ocean. I like Dio as well. Dio always had the killer
creature
album
from the Black Lagoon type hand.
Right, big. Mm-hmm. And that's a heavy record to George Lynch.
George Lynch.
That monster guitar, you know, I saw the video. And he's playing the one that's all the skulls and the bones and stuff. The guitar, that's just cool.
That
said it was hardly playable.
I don't know. Ferris Fox sounds good to me.
Well, when you get older, sure, man. I'll take a knit cap.
Yeah.
Sure, man.
Yeah. Ferris Fox, underwear. Yeah, it's all good.
Question. Did anybody read the Elvira book yet? Because I want to read it, but I want
to
waste my time.
I don't know how to read.
The biggest revelation in that book is absolutely not a revelation to me whatsoever, because I knew it within just moments of meeting her back in 2004.
Sure. Right.
What was the revelation?
Knew right away. That her manager / handler, Teresa, or T, as she likes to be known as now,
she's badass,
her
too.
Girlfriend.
Yep.
Mm.
Let's get a visual on that. Yeah.
Well, and I corroborate that story because he and I both talked about that a long time ago. We had that conversation, remember, Bones? I mean, I knew that. Yeah, it's not
I've been
deal.
Having an affair with, what's her name, Sophia Loren. Nobody knows about it yet, but, you know, and what's her name, Phyllis Diller. She's not really dead, but, you know, gone. Phyllis Diller, she was awesome, though, man. Actually, I've been listening to some Dolly Parton lately. There's a song called Jolene by Dolly Parton. They play the 45 at 33, and it's Jolene, 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 Jolene. They're like in slow motion, and it's like, whoa, it's Dolly Parton. It was tripping me out. It's like listening to the Ghost tapes or something. I don't know. But you know that would be fun. Are there any horror hosts that are ghost hunters? Do we have anybody like that?
Sure.
They come to me.
You know,
I have the devices, but they come to me
because that's funny, man. People that are like searching for Bigfoot, they got the infrared glasses and the night vision and stuff, and they're like all armed and stuff, and they don't find nothing.
No.
Well, you hear that in the woods? I heard something go. That's Bigfoot.
Me and Roxy Bigfoot. Our new thing then. We're the ghost hunter.
I don't know, man. With all the night vision infrared stuff they have now, you see the pictures from Iraq where they're machine gunning guys like 20 miles away. They'd see Bigfoot. If there was anything out there, they'd see the heck out of it, I think. Unless it's a shapeshifter of some kind or it just stays hidden.
Those Bigfoot shows are like paying for like a fishing pay-per-view.
A lot of them,
yeah, because there's so many. They say they're all over the country, though, too. Even up in New Jersey, they got, what is it called? The beast and the thing in the woods? The Jersey Devil?
Oh.
Right, and it's killed people.
Jersey Devil, yeah.
He's a friend of mine.
Yeah, it's actually killed people and stuff, or so they say, but I think that's all Mafia Sopranos kind of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, they did. They actually did an episode of The Sopranos in the Pine Barrens where the Jersey Devil.
Man.
We watched it last night.
You saw that one?
Stuff.
That was funny. Where the guy was just worried
about
his hair,
man.
the whole time.
It's not far. It's not far. I mean, we've all been up in the middle of that, that's for sure. But it's like, whoa. Can you imagine really being stuck out there in the middle of nowhere? Just like, wow. And then
when they went to film that, when they went out to scout that, the Pine Barrens for that episode, and they were like, cool, it's going to be warm out. Cool. We're going to have to act like we're really, really cold and freezing our asses off and going to die. And then when they went out to film it, it was colder than shit. And they were freezing their asses off.
They probably knew that. That's how you get it out of the actors. Wow. Wow.
So
yeah,
Stevie, what do you have in your area? Do you have any good myths or?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I'll tell you exactly why I decided to move into this place. It was brand new, it was newly built when we came to look at it. And the reason I really wanted it, other than the fact that you can see the ocean from the living room, is it was built on the site of an old mortuary. An old family-run mortuary run by an old Russian family. And there was a controversy and a scandal and bad doings with remains and all that kind of thing. And they ended up, of course, closing the place down. It was derelict for a lot of years, but then
is it structurally still there or is it the site of?
It's the site of. Yeah,
okay,
because they did finally, they knocked it down and then they built this place.
Right, okay.
So instantly I knew I wanted to live here. And also there's a cemetery. Yeah, I saw that movie too. But I, but fortunately, none of that stuff happens. But
not
I
yet.
Just, for some reason, yeah, not yet. Well, it's been 12 years, but, you know, mm-hmm. I love the idea of being here. Also, there's a cemetery half a block away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's my personal. That's my personal.
Wow. You're one of those people that likes to scare the crap out of themselves, right?
I love the macabre. I do. I want to soak in it.
So in 12 years,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
In 12 years,
it,
in 12 years, nothing has happened.
Nothing
yeah,
here.
Dude, the 13th year is when it happens, though.
Oh God, you're right. You broke
well,
the code. That's right.
Yeah, but you know
oh,
what?
Geez.
It won't happen. Like, somebody who really wants it so much won't get it. Like, if you're looking at the sky looking for UFOs, you won't find them. It's just like when you're riding your
that's
bike
true.
And all of a sudden, there it is. You know, there's probably a ghost sitting
I'll
out here right now.
Me
I'll
and Dash's house is haunted.
Is it haunted there?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we moved
into a
house.
I
think ghosts would be everywhere because... You know, I'm in the battlefield of Bull Run. Literally, Bull Run is a mile away. And hundreds of thousands
oh, yeah.
of people died in the Civil War. And I'm right next to the water. We got turtles that are like
yep.
1,000 years old coming out of there. And I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
So there's probably bodies and skulls and, you know, people laying right here where I'm sitting. Bonejangler's been out here, did the thing, and walked around and looked
yeah.
at all kinds of stuff.
You bring up
Magnetic.
Turtles. I tell you what, we moved into a house about 51 years ago, about 40 years before Roxy was born, and it didn't take 13 years for the fucking ghost to manifest because they fucking took like maybe 3 weeks. And that was it.
The shit
was on.
They come right out. Yeah.
You know, I will amend my tale by saying we live upstairs. There's a place below us, and stuff has happened down there. Things like, you know, the record player coming on by itself and various things. Coming
yeah, it
on
sounds
and
like
on.
You, it sounds like you doing it is what it sounds like. It's, I think it was you,
yeah, I was
Steve.
Say,
I think it was you.
Did
you? You're telling all of my secrets.
Murder.
How did you know I've got the power box up here in my bedroom?
Nah, I am an officer of the law. The law.
You remember,
I'm
learning
some Frankenstein
tell the
right
people
now.
Downstairs to send some of that up to you. You know?
Right?
What
yeah.
about you, Jack?
Do you live in an old house?
It's like coal forwarding, you know? Just
well,
tell
what
him.
Kind of house
yeah.
are you in, Jack? I always wondered, like, what kind of place are you in? Are you in a house?
This house is cool, man. This house is cool.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
No,
wow.
I live in a cardboard box, actually.
Right.
I live in a van down by the river. That's what I do.
Yeah, man. You know what
actually,
I mean? You live.
Yeah. This is a very it's a very Gothic style house. It's we found out that it was built in 1896, and
wow.
I'm sure there's been several people through here and several deaths here and everything, but
generations.
I mean, I've never experienced
out
anything.
The window. Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
I mean, I'm telling you, there will be people that come by, and they're old as dirt, and they're saying, "Oh, I used to live in that house when I was a kid." And I'm like, "Really? Yeah. Wow,
wow."
You know, and
well, you know, though, that's a good vibe, though, because I mean, good stuff happens. You know, you see smiley faces and happy stuff, but you know, still, the creature from the Black Lagoon will kill you.
I don't know. A lot of weird things have happened when we moved into our house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
goes on there?
You're asking for it, you know.
There's, like, skulls in the cabinet. Like, they might have been skulls.
It's a screaming skull.
Or desperation.
That's what we do. That's what we do as horror hosts. We bring it to people. Because, man, I just met some cats earlier tonight. I was at a rehearsal studio, and these guys, they couldn't believe it was me. They're like, I've been watching that show for 15 years. And I'm like, I've only been doing it for 5 years. No, yeah, but, you know, old. But, you know, these older cats, and they couldn't believe it. So I had to give them stuff, you know, some stuff. But it's a trip because people still like those movies, you know. I remember watching Nightmare Castle as a kid and Black Sabbath and being terrified. Night of the Living Dead. Boy, I was looking out the windows, man.
Yeah, you were worried.
Yeah, it looks like a news broadcast, man. You know, when you're 8 years old,
it only works at night too.
Yeah, when you're 8 or 9 years old, man, you get freaked out pretty easy, man. Kids are like, oh, I don't want to look at that. Oh, you show them a plastic skull, and they're like, ah. But that's the fun of it, though. You know, Halloween, you just scare the crap out of kids. You know, you go to some of these haunts and the things that jump out at you. And the hydraulic, like saying,
well,
rip your brain
speaking
out.
Speaking of Night of Living Dead, now just imagine, I saw that when it first came out. I was 8 years old. I was at a drive-in, and the opening movie was Doctor Who and the Daleks. Now, can you imagine an eight-year-old watching Doctor Who and the Daleks, and it's like a kid's movie, and then Night of Living Dead came on? I mean,
where's the transition?
Wait, that's
you came
crazy.
Of age that day. I think something happened to you that night. I think something happened to you.
He
was inoculated.
There's a big yes. I was. There's a big difference. Let me tell you. There's a big difference between being scared at a movie and being absolutely terrified. And that movie, left an indelible impression in me. To this day, when I hear that music and you see that car coming up that road, I still break out in a sweat.
Oh, yeah.
And people watch that movie now, and they don't see it as being as scary as, you know, of course I did as an eight-year-old. But I'm just saying, there are people who can look at it now and just say, whatever. But that movie left an impression on me to this day that it still creeps me out when I watch it. And I've got to watch it all the time.
It still does me, too.
When, you know,
I get that with the movie Black Sabbath. And I know Octavian showed it a couple times. There's a movie called Beyond the Door. It was a knockoff Exorcist movie. And the commercial came on TV, and the woman's like, talking in a man's voice. And they would have to smack me with a belt to calm me down because I was terrified.
I was going to say, do you remember the days when you got scared of a trailer on TV? I mean, that's what happened.
Yeah.
I remember. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I could not look at it. Boy, if somebody didn't even mention it. Because The Exorcist, I wasn't allowed to see it, but I caught images of it and glimpses. And the whole devil thing scared the crap out of me. The possession, you know. That's back when we used to carry around Bermuda Triangle books and stuff, too. But, you know, the unknown. What's that Anakin movie? Chariots of the Gods. You know, all this mystery stuff. Makes you feel like I don't matter.
Earlier you said, God bless you, to Slash. And I was thinking, you're talking about The Exorcist now. If you believe in God, then you better believe in the devil. And that's the scary part. That's what made that scary.
The devil will come to you as something beautiful, and it will fool you. And really, the hell is in the afterlife, like in that song where you're cooking hot dogs and you're, you know, burning up. I'm like, it tricks you.
Well,
there's a lot of temptation.
The big thing with The Exorcist is that transcended a certain fear, because the fear used to be of something showing up in your room or coming after you. Now this was something totally different. This was the fear of something possessing you. That's where the big difference was with that film, with me anyway.
I think, and the scary part, though, is that it was a pretty girl that it happened to. Roxy, you still there? You know, you get a chick that's all freaked out. You get a chick that's all monstery looking. Boy, it scares the crap out of me. zombie chick or a possessed chick or something. I'm like,
different opinion.
Spook me.
Yeah, I've gone out with a few like that.
Check for a second. Batman Returns Christmas movie or no?
I was just going to say, you watched the Christmas movie tonight. You watched Batman Returns. Total Christmas movie.
Did you not hear my no Batman rule that I said at the beginning?
Really?
No, we didn't hear shit.
I mean, that's ridiculous. So if I heard it, I was pretending not to hear it.
I have a Batman AM radio. Yes, I do.
Cool.
Yeah, man. AM radio.
So
bro.
What is it? Now, what's the debate? If Batman Returns is a Christmas movie, is that what you're
yes.
asking?
That's what people are saying. I've heard that.
Well, it is.
That's the one with Val Kilmer, right? Batman and Robin.
No, that was another movie.
The one with the
Batman Returns.
Danny DeVito.
Did that have what's his name? Who was Batman? Was it the first guy?
Danny DeVito was Batman.
You know, Chris, I need to rewatch that movie. Danny DeVito, the Penguin.
Yeah. You'll love the Christmas maid that makes part of it so Christmassy. You'll see.
It takes place around Christmas tree around Gotham City that they keep showing. There's presents. Christopher Walken's throwing presents at people. Like, it's a Christmas movie.
Right. Right, right.
What's the one, Die Hard 2 or something? I don't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie because they weren't made with Christmas specifically in mind, and neither was Batman Returns. It's a Batman movie.
Right.
That happens to take place during Christmas doesn't make it a fucking Christmas movie.
Right.
Thank you.
Jack. Do you mean that a movie has to have Darren McGavin fondling a major award lamp in it for it to be a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the fact that there's Christmas in the title helps. Okay.
Okay.
That helps.
Okay.
All right.
Batman Returns Christmas.
Yeah, does it say Batman Christmas Returns? Does it say Christmas Batman Returns? No.
What about Silent Night, Deadly Night?
Die Hard takes place at a Christmas party, though. It's a Christmas movie.
That's right.
Okay, but it wasn't made as a Christmas movie. It was made as an action adventure movie. It's not a holiday movie.
What about Jurassic Park? To me, Godzilla versus Megalon is a Christmas movie because I got it for Christmas.
I mean, there's individuals out there. Christmas doesn't mean something different to other people.
Christmas to me means the Sears catalog.
Sears catalog.
I wish I had a book, man.
You'll be able to see all of it.
Do you have a book, man? I'd love to just you lay on the couch or on the thing, you got that book, you're studying.
He doesn't know, Jack. He doesn't know.
No, he doesn't.
What is
and
that?
I didn't let the secret out.
Christmas. I'm like, oh, this is a Batman Christmas movie. I'm so happy.
No. That's not now. The cartoon did one where Santa Claus was dressed up as Batman and he died from a heroin overdose. That's not really a movie.
Well,
I just made that up.
Oh, that's a wonderful Christmas movie, isn't it?
But listen, you know what? Speaking of real horror, down here in Virginia, 2 days ago, I see the headline and it's on the news. They've caught a serial killer, a guy who killed 4 women and pushed their bodies in a grocery cart and dumped the parts into a thing. And they were rotting the thing and the boom. It's crazy, dude. It's like real horror is everywhere. You need to look out. And the monsters are humans, you know.
Yeah, but I got out on bail.
In Philadelphia, everybody just shoots each other, and that's it.
Right.
So at least it's more interesting than you are.
Philly's like Baltimore, but still you get the stories that every now and then, like the cops, I've talked to the cops late at night getting cigarettes or whatever, and those cops will tell you, hey, man, there's stuff going on every day. You don't see it in the paper. You don't hear about it on the news, but it's happening.
I went to Baltimore, and I was actually scared. I'm from
Philly.
Baltimore.
I was
going to
say,
where
in Virginia did that take place? I didn't hear that.
Right in Fairfax, dude, right down by Hybla Valley on Route 1. Alexandria.
Wow.
Alexandria. Yeah, man. And the guy was just a dude. He was meeting girls on a dating site and then meeting up with them and killing them and cutting them up and, you know. It's like,
jeez.
And the dude has that death look in his eyes, just like, yeah, I did. Younger guy, whatever. People are nuts, man. So I'm not a big fan of the big slasher movies and stuff. The monsters, it couldn't really happen. But, you know, I'm aware and ready. You know, I've watched enough Walking Dead to know how to kill somebody with a ballpoint pen. Screwdriver.
Are these ever zombies or vampires or anything? Like, all the horror hosts are ready. Like, yeah, we saw it coming.
Yeah, we're ready. You won't catch us on the surprise.
Dude, I went to Baltimore, though. Like, I'm from Philly. I've been through the ghettos in Philly, like all the bad neighborhoods. Baltimore scared the shit out of me.
Baltimore's pretty scary. I want to get on TV up there in Baltimore, actually, because there's a lot of people that are like, hey, I seen your show. And I'm like, cool, man. It's just there's stray bullets flying everywhere and all over the place. You know, crime is up 500% all over the place, and it's terrifying.
And I'll tell you what.
DC's off.
And I'll tell you what. If a zombie apocalypse happens and we're all ready for it and we kill them,
yep.
And somebody films it, and it happens to take place during Christmas, it's not a Christmas movie.
We're going to have to restructure society, so it is probably going to be the main Christmas movie.
Well, that's the thing, though. If you shoot a movie, like, what is that movie? I've never shown it. It's called Snow Beast. Have you guys hosted Snow Beast?
I haven't.
I have never seen it. I think it's a Bigfoot movie, but it's in color, you know. But I'm wondering,
Marty,
if you watch a movie, like if it's the middle of summer and it's hot out and you're watching a movie where it's snow covered everything, does that count as a Christmas movie?
No, but I'll show it at Christmas.
Because it has snow. Yeah, I reach pretty deep with my Christmas stuff, boy. I'm like, oh, God, there's toys in it. But you see, I tried to explain to people. I'm like, you know, I would tell Grandma, you know, you don't have to wait till Christmas to give me $10 and a toy. You know, I can receive that anytime.
Right.
Well, let me ask you a question. Does the Snow Beast ask for a Red Ryder BB gun? Because if he doesn't, then it's not a Christmas movie.
What if you offered him?
Don't ask for a
If you offered him one, he might take it though.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot his eye out. You know, he got the eye patch on. Like, oh crap! You remember that, man? I gotta watch that movie. I'm sure it'll be on this week. A Christmas Story.
Darren McGavin. Round for a Christmas movie. I'll do something in like I don't know March, and I'll ask for a Red Ryder BB gun. Does that make my March episode about Christmas?
Yep.
No, not at all.
Well, it depends on who's watching it. I have a BB gun here. I have an old Daisy BB gun. I even have, let me pull it down here. I got one of the ones you crack
and
it
I'll tell you what,
you
if you ask for if you ask for a Red Ryder BB gun in February, it doesn't make it a Valentine's movie either. So there.
Listen to this.
Right.
Listen to this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got one of those little pop guns. It's a cork shooter.
Yeah.
You can put dog do in it. You can shoot dog do at your friends. Those were the days, man.
Wow, really?
Yeah, man. You know, it was a
baseball gun then, doesn't it?
Nah, man, dude, if when we were kids, if we had paintball guns, oh, my God, the world would have ended. Wow.
Carlos.
I want to
play
you. Did you get the Evel Knievel for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. The original Ideal I used to have, the oh my God, they reissued that now. They make it available again. The Evel Knievel, oh man, on that Harley. Mm. And it would automatically do a wheelie. He would pull up in a wheelie as soon as you let go. There was a giant bird thing.
All right, so what was everybody's favorite? What was everybody's favorite? So, Stevie, what was your favorite toy at Christmas?
The one that I jonesed for the hardest was the Fireball XL5 Space City set.
Ooh,
it was a
wow.
Yeah, it had a kind of a large model of the main spaceship, and then it had a takeoff track with three little plastic spaceships that you could launch into the air. And it had the control tower. Yes. And it had the control tower. And the best thing of all was that those little plastic spaceships that launched on that track were toys in and of themselves, because you could take them to the elementary school field and throw them up into the breeze, and they would glide
right into the neighbor's yard.
Yeah, well,
that's
funny. Yeah, so that was my big toy.
Right.
So
I like them all,
Roxy,
dude.
What was yours? Don't say Batman Returns DVD. Whatever you do.
I guess that's for Christmas. I don't know. I got a lot of Batman toys when I was a kid, though.
That's
anything
cool.
Batman. That was my main thing, you know, for Christmas.
You ever see the comic book Batman versus Dracula? That was a good Marvel thing, man.
I remember my favorite toy was.
Did you say that's a good Marvel thing?
Marvel.
Yeah.
It's Marvel. Marvel.
Yeah, we usually say Marvel DC. That's
how
we
do it. I'll tell you what, they're on a roll, though, dude. I just saw Spider-Man 2 nights ago, and holy wow, that was good.
I heard
that's
it was
all
good,
I'm
going to
say.
Ghostbusters Afterlife was good.
Ghostbusters Afterlife was awesome.
Yeah, Spider-Man was in it, and it was badass. Actually, Spider-Boy, he's like 17, you know. I'm like, because real Spider-Man would be like 70 by now. Because in 1965, he was 15, you know. It's like, he'd be a fossil by now. So they have to restart it, you know, and have a teenage guy. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but there's all those timelines and stuff, you know. He might still be there.
The multiverse, you know, it's kind of like what we're doing with horror hosting here. This is nice. This is like a little horror host party. I can't see none of y'all. How do you even know I have pants on? Ha, ha, ha. You know.
Oh,
kinda
you
cool.
Put pants on?
No, I have sweats, man. You can, you know, because if
I
die,
I mean, this is like a Christmas party, because it's happening during Christmas,
it
has Christmas in the title, and it says
Christmas
party. It's Christmas in the title, so that means this has something to do with Christmas. We're having a Christmas party here, aren't we? Yeah.
But my name.
Yeah.
Turns Christmas movie. All right, thank you guys. I'm out.
You know, they have also, you can call it Xmas, you know, Xmas. I've always wondered about that.
Oh,
like,
no, that don't do that.
Xmas?
Don't do that.
I know, sometimes I do it to be short, like the Xmas show.
Yeah.
Like, wait a second.
I got called on the carpet about that one time. Yeah, I won't do that.
Blasphemous? Am I going
Happy
to burn in hell?
I don't know.
You get up to the pearly gates, and they're like, you remember that ant hill you stepped on when you were 7? With intent, I'm going to kill these bugs, you know, because have you ever had to kill something and you were like, I'm going to kill this freaking thing?
No, I'm going to throw Bones a curveball, and it's not much of a curveball. Instead of asking him what his favorite toy was, because he, you know, he's omniscient and, you know, he can play with anything. What was my favorite toy?
Your favorite toy.
Name that song in three words.
It's Matt Mason.
Mm.
Yep. Major Matt Mason.
Yeah.
That was
Major Matt Mason.
But with like the huge accessory.
Dude, I've been looking at that
stuff
online too.
Thing.
dude, if you look around online and start Googling that stuff, you can find it. And I'm like, oh, that price isn't it's kind of reasonable.
I got news for you. I Googled the Marks Kennedy Space Center, which was the carrying case, the metal carrying case.
Yep.
And you know that I found it for $50, and it was just the carrying case. It was nothing inside of it. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, but you got to keep looking. You got to keep looking because I'm on Facebook, whatever. I'm a member of a couple of auction groups where these guys, it's a Marks group, and they auction off those, you know, General Custer and Geronimo figures and the Knights and the Vikings and those metal playset things. A dude had the, I'll keep my eyes out, man, because I like the one that had the castle with all the knights. It was fun.
Yep.
It's made out of metal. I mean, you could really hurt yourself in the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's made out of unbreakable steel and glass. Glass.
Designed to kill
you know,
your
even
children.
Peanut butter came in a glass.
Well, look at Erector sets. Jesus,
oh my
you know
God.
How many times
it's
I
like
cut my fingers on those? It's like playing
yeah,
with razors.
Yeah.
And
the hard darts. You know, I got a bow and arrow for Christmas, and I'm like, I got a bow and arrow sitting there. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Oh, let me shoot Grandma in the ass. Boom. Like, what are you supposed to do? You gave me a, you know, it's like the kid with the Red Rider. What's that movie with the little Ralphie gets the machine gun or the pellet gun, whatever it is.
Red
machine
Rider.
Gun. Yeah, now it's like, they should do like the In the Hood
Christmas
version of that.
Movie. A Christmas movie.
We were talking
movie.
About
yeah.
this, what, 10 minutes ago? Right?
No, I'm flashing back, dude. I have one working brain cell.
What the fuck's going on? Shit.
I don't
we
know.
Were talking about that. Yeah, that's...
Well,
Red Rider is Christmas Story, Night Stalker. He's in Hammond, Indiana, or East Chicago, Indiana.
Is that where they
you
are
know,
with that?
Yeah, that's a Christmas movie. Everything else, no matter what it is not, is what I got from earlier.
What about Scrooge? Scrooge, Christmas
You know
past,
what? One time
Christmas.
I got a bow and arrow for Christmas, too, and I shot the arrow up in the air. And I don't know where it went. And I don't know where it went.
It's still up
I
there.
I swear to God. True story.
Exactly. It's still there.
It's still up there. That's funny.
What was that thing about I shot an arrow into the air and where it landed, I know not where, or something like that?
Yeah. The neighbor's house.
It was like the Red Rider BB gun. I mean, I got it, and, you know, my parents said, don't shoot your eye out or shoot yourself in the foot or whatever. And I was like, okay. Yeah. First day I had it, I went out in the backyard, shot an arrow in the air, and don't know where it went.
It comes down.
Jack,
it goes
you were
your
so
skull.
Young.
It's like, oh, Jesus.
Jack, you were so young at the time, and you weren't in the habit of watching the news. If you had, you would have seen the story about the mayor who was standing on the steps of City Hall giving his big acceptance speech for winning office again. And all of
he
a
died.
Sudden, this arrow nailed him right through the forehead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it happens.
Gee,
man.
I gotta,
what's that move?
I got to look that
well,
one
I
up.
Movies like that. What's that movie
I thought
called?
Maybe
the Final
fall back,
Destination?
You know, I thought maybe it would fall back to Earth with a pigeon on it or something. Or but
right.
No, it was gone.
Well, you ever see the Final Destination movies? It's like that. It's like, you know, you just toss something out the window and it goes right in somebody's eye socket, you know. Accidents. Little accidents, man.
Yeah.
You know,
inescapable
what can you do?
Death.
Well, they say that when you march through the grass, like say you're walking over to pick up a thing out of the yard, you're walking through the yard, you're stepping on all these ants and all this stuff that are like, you know, worms and stuff, and crickets.
Yeah.
Is it, who knows? Dog do. You ever step on a snail?
But it is in a Christmas movie.
If it has a little, if it happens in the week of December 25th, because I really think that this week, anything that happens during the week of Christmas actually automatically kind of becomes a Christmas. I don't know.
Yes.
But I don't know why. Well, you know?
Because
no, like,
I disagree
about,
with
is
that.
It, yeah, but is it Santa
That's
Claus Christmas or is it Jesus Christmas? Because they're having Hanukkah right now. And then you got Kwanzaa and Festivus. the Festivus pole, you know? I mean, I don't know. Like I said, man, I receive presents any time of the year is fine. You know, it doesn't have to be Christmas.
Totally went blank.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
A brain fart. Now, that's something that you can buy actually online. You can have some beautiful girl. They sell their farts in jars now is the new thing. These girls on Instagram, they fart in a jar and sell it to you.
Hey.
And I'm like,
what are
okay.
you talking about? She made 50 grand doing that.
I'm telling you, dude, it's serious money. You know, mine they call
Where's
hazmat,
Chuck
you know.
Wait.
Right, he missed out.
We give this guy the floor, give him a microphone, and he blows it. Come on,
Chuck
spit
Berry,
it out.
Man.
What?
Dude, it's a story of my life, you know.
What movie I like is Scrooge, like A Christmas Carol with Albert.
The Christmas Carol is a classic. Yeah, there's so many versions of it. You know, it's like, whoa.
Exactly.
I've shown it a couple times.
All you guys' opinions on like what is your favorite one? I like the one with Albert Finney.
I don't know. I really don't know. I like the one with Scrooge in it. I couldn't tell you. Red Skelton
with like Bill Murray and stuff like that, but
no, that was later.
I like the one with the Muppets.
She liked the one with the Muppets.
That Albert Finney one was a Broadway play first before they made it into a movie. And
well,
the only other version that they did that, the only other version that they did was Patrick Stewart. Same thing, Broadway.
Right.
I watched that one. As a matter of fact, I watched all of them in the past couple of weeks.
Well,
my
what was
favorite
the old one with, like, John Carradine or John Barrymore?
No, John Carradine.
One of those guys. I don't
John Carradine is Scrooge?
Yeah, you know, why not? You know, the guy that played the pirate. I mean, I don't
I'm telling you, I always judge the Christmas Carol movies by how wide of a range is his change from being
ghost.
Scrooge to being happy. And to
my
favorite, 1951, Alistair Sim. Favorite.
Mm.
Absolute
really,
favorite
really,
version.
So he was completely rehabilitated in that one, huh?
Like Patrick Stewart. I love the Patrick Stewart version, which I watched the other day, but I don't think his Scrooge was mean enough to
you're
convinced
mean old
that
crotch.
That change was so, yeah. And to me, I'm telling you, watch the 1951 version with Alistair Sim. And
oh, we will.
That's, to me, my favorite. Absolute favorite.
Is that one good?
The
Which one?
Dorsey Scott.
It might not be public domain. Who knows?
You can get past the fact that it's George C. Scott, who's
like
a good actor, but yeah, it was kind of weird because
I didn't watch it yet, but I'm like Patton and Scrooge, like.
No, I am Scrooge.
No,
I'm like
not,
the Grinch
it's
year,
bad,
man. I'm like totally bah humbug on all this stuff. It's going to go by so quick. Faster than Halloween did. And then on the 26th, it's over. And then it's New Year's. And then it's like, okay, pay taxes and keep going. You know, but I'm looking online.
Nobody mentioned in the Muppet Christmas Carol. That's a great movie.
The right? Oh yeah, that's big money though. They'll put you in a prison, like a Turkish prison, if you even watch that stuff. I'm looking at, there's a guy, there's Albert, the Albert Finney version. Look at that. Albert
1970.
Finney. That guy would beat you up right there, man.
That's just
my favorite
one.
My favorite one is Reginald Owen. Reginald Owen in,
1938. It was just the 83rd anniversary of it the other night.
Charles,
I that one.
Wow.
Charles.
By the way,
yeah, that's a good
Charles Dickens. Christmas episode. You have to talk about Christmas stuff to make it a Christmas episode.
Yeah, but I like the one with Charles Dickens and Santa
yeah,
Claus.
Yeah, we are talking about Christmas stuff now because it's called the
yeah,
Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And it happens on Christmas Eve. It's a Christmas
but, you know,
movie. It's about
his
Christmas.
His first name was
Yay.
Ebenezer. Ebenezer. Who would name their kid Ebenezer? That's
no,
a pretty
the,
hard
the
name.
The Albert Finney one is
a failure.
No. I mean, the Albert Finney one is good. It's just, I mean, it's a musical, you know, put it that way.
Thank you very much while dancing on his coffin. Thank you very much.
Right.
Yep.
Charles Dickens.
I mean, you guys know that I don't have, like, any moral compass, and I saw the Albert Finney one. I'm like, this is messed up.
Well, it's the same story. But, you know, when you read the actual written story and you see it in the theater of your mind and you're not watching somebody's production, the story in your head is the one I have. That's far beyond any other thing I've ever seen on screen. Because when you read it, your brain paints a picture like, oh, my God. You know,
yeah,
Charles
well, the
Dickens, the original.
My version of that story. So
yeah,
Muppet
the first time I ever heard it, first time I ever heard the story, it was read to us in a classroom by a teacher. And she was like, whoa. I mean, one kid started to cry, man. You know, it was heavy. It said, go to the office. You know, they beat you with a board with nails in it. You know, it was tough times. But, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, that's why there's so many renditions of it because, you know, if you see a movie, every director paints a different picture, every actor.
Yeah.
I don't know if we do have some classic actors now like Nicolas Cage and, you know, but, you know, there's no, the people they had back in the day, I don't know. It seemed different.
Yeah.
But you do have your iconic actors
today. I will tell you what version absolutely sucked as far as I'm concerned was the one that Fox did last year as a three-part miniseries.
Right.
It was darker, and I get what they were trying to do, but they were like, I don't know, they were the F-bomb was flying around, and I was like, what?
God.
Yeah.
No,
dude,
they didn't talk like
dude,
that back then.
My second favorite Christmas Carol is Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Ooh. Oh.
Wow.
You remember that?
I bet that's a good one.
Yeah.
I bet that's a good one.
Muppet was good.
Jim Backus.
The Muppet one was good. Muppet Christmas Carol with Michael Caine. I like that. Fable.
I bet. Yeah, Michael Caine's good.
I'm sure you're
trying to Google. What was the one? Mr. Magoo. I'm Googling stuff, man. I'm like a girl
dude,
on my phone.
Dude, if you don't remember that, there's something wrong.
I know I do, and it's like my brain, dude, you just popped brain cells. I'm looking at it right now, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, 1962.
You better take like an immersion in something, you know, and cleanse yourself. What's going on? You don't remember that?
Oh, of course I do. I mean, I haven't seen it since way back then, but there it is. Look at that.
Oh,
there
it's
it is
on YouTube. You can just watch it.
It looks like the Jetsons. There he is.
Batman Returns.
That's wild, dude. Thank you for reminding me that existed. Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. That is so cool, man.
Oh, wait till you watch it again.
Oh, I know. God, my brain cells are popping. Mr. Magoo, he even looks like Jim Backus, you know. Hey, Mr.
And The Ref is a great Christmas movie, too, by the way.
Yeah.
The Ref with Dennis Leary.
The Ref.
Yeah.
The what?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Ref.
The Ref with Dennis Leary.
I'm kind of Christmased out,
the
actually, because I edited some lady's Christmas special for Public Access TV this week.
Wait a minute. The Ref with Dennis Leary.
Yes.
That's a Christmas
great
movie.
No, doesn't come up.
Are we banned right now?
The Ref.
Holy shit.
Here,
really?
I just Googled it. It says The Ref, Christmas movie. Some people believe it is. You know, it's just some people believe in UFOs,
no.
Some people, but, you know, some people don't. There it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
But it's dysfunctionally accidentally.
Yeah, it's the same people that believe that Batman Returns and Die Hard are Christmas movies, too. That's listed under there. So,
well, if you watch it on Christmas, because I remember on Christmas Day, the Godzilla versus the Thing would come on, and it would be like, well, what is this, a Christmas movie? No. But I'm watching it on Christmas.
No.
We're going to crash his house on Christmas. They were playing the original Batman. I'm like, that's
keep...
not a Christmas movie. Batman Returns is.
What do you got going on the Monster Channel on Christmas Day? What is that, a Saturday? That's the Bone Jangler night, isn't it?
It's the Bone Jangler Marathon. Yes, it is.
Man.
Wait a minute.
That's
I want to hear what Stevie's favorite version of A Christmas Carol is. We can't forget him.
Well, yeah, I concur with the one that you described with Alistair Sim was the very one I was going to say.
Good man. Huh. Good man.
So,
I wish
yeah, I love
this movie on the count that they were Jewish.
Right. Right. Because
who?
Jesus was a Jew. Yeah, I know. I'm working on
what is this
man.
Logic
a...
now? What did you say?
1935 movie.
I wish the Marx Brothers did a Christmas movie.
Here's a question for all of you. What year did Charles Dickens write the story? I mean, you know, because the story is like way before the movie. Sometimes movies suck.
I think it was like the 1800s.
1800, yeah, I'm looking at the 1935 version right now. It's like the full movie. It's like a whole hour long. I'm like, wow. Directed by Henry Edwards.
I'll tell you what, you
want
to see something really creepy? If you, I don't know if it's
uh-oh.
On, if it might be on Prime Video. There's a silent version. There's a silent 10-minute version of A Christmas Carol that's on Prime Video, and it is creepy as hell.
I believe it with the ghost. Because this one is Sir Seymour Hicks. It says The Players, Donald Calthrop. Philip Frost.
What is it as creepy as what Bone had on the show tonight with the little puppets?
The ones?
Yeah.
What puppets?
Creepy.
Yeah. The animal
They're
Christmas.
American dash.
Puppets are creepy,
no
man.
Wooden
this,
American.
This one has a soundtrack, but it's not silent. But, yeah, wow. Well.
What
Scrooge. Because by 1935, they had audio. So I'm just scrolling. Because Google only wants you to see, here's one with freaking Joe Biden playing Scrooge. What the heck's up with that? I'm serious. Probably a virus or something, you know.
Well, okay.
Funny, dude. Albert Finney, 1970.
Okay.
All right.
The Muppets one looks pretty cool, man. Yeah, man. That does look cool. I forgot all about that.
Kermit
the Frog.
Okay, wait a minute. If you go on YouTube, it's A Christmas Carol 1910. It's a 13-minute version. They also have a 1913 version with Seymour Hicks. That can't be fun. He was in the 1913
one. 19.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah, man. Here it is.
How
yeah,
long
you got
a couple
of them on man. There. Oh, man, that looks creepy, dude.
I'm telling you.
It's 13
minutes long. The 1910 version.
Oh, that looks wild. It's made by Thomas Edison. Look at that. It's the guy who did the Frankenstein movie. Look at that. Wow. Oh, that's
like
crazy
a Christmas
looking.
Carol made by Jesus, that would be the ultimate predated Christmas Carol right there.
Sure.
Let's find
wow,
it.
Wow, this is wild, dude. I wish I would have known about this. I would have put this on the Christmas special I just sent you. Actually, I think I just emailed it to you today. I finished a one-hour thing that we just shot last month with Lizard Man
yeah.
and
yeah, I got
the Clown.
Yeah.
We got filmmaker Rock Savage and his wife Roxy Savage. She spells it R-O-X-Y, though. And it was Rock Savage makes some wacky movies.
Borloff,
I cannot believe.
R-O-X-Y, yeah. I'm R-O-X-S-Y.
Right, you're R-O-X-S-Y.
Nobody ever guesses it, though.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm R-O-X-X-E-E-E is mine.
I'm R-O-X-X-Y.
Why? But why is why? Yeah, it's, we got the whole country
connected. I can't believe that Seymour Hicks was in the 1913 version of A Christmas Story. I mean, A Christmas Carol.
Man, it looks... Man, I wish I would have known about this. I would have shown it. It's only 13 minutes long.
Because he was in 1935, too. So he played it twice in it, and a span of 22 years. Jeez.
Well, he was the guy. That was his role, you know, obviously. You know, like he was good. Like, Bela Lugosi played Dracula on the Broadway. And, you know, you've seen pictures of stills of him as Dracula before they made the movie. It's like, whoa. Look how young he was, you know. Bela. You know, and it's only been, what is it? You know, this coming up 2022 is what we're going into. That is the 100-year anniversary of Nosferatu. Everybody's going to show it.
Whoa.
It's 100 years. 100 years of Nosferatu, Max Schreck.
I love Nosferatu, but it's a very long movie. It's kind of...
Yeah, but it's one of the best movies ever. I love that movie. I mean, when I was a kid, it scared the crap out of me.
I was going to say, I'm telling you, I saw that when I was young, and that scared the crap out of me, too.
Yes, sir.
I want to see what the movie is.
I can't relate to you guys because horror elevated after that, so it took a lot more.
No, horror sucked after that. I mean, horror sucks constantly anyway. You know, real horror happens when you're walking out the door and you stub your freaking toe going up the steps. Now, that's horror.
Or go to your 9-to-5 job. That's real horror right there.
Or you go outside and you find out that they've towed your truck. And it's like, oh, my God, horror, science fiction. It all comes into play. But I like the fictional stuff. It's good. And,
Jerry, did they
know? Well, most horror that was made after 1980 sucked anyway. So
most of it, except for, like, The Thing, you know, that they made The Thing and the – You know what I want to revisit is The Lost Boys, because I've met all those cats, you know. And I remember seeing that at the theater, and it was very vampire-y.
That is my favorite horror movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good from what I remember in the theater, you know. It was like one of the last times. Freddy Krueger was kind of cool in the theater, but after that, man, there's really nothing. I went to see, like, you know, the new stuff, the Halloween movie, and I was just like, oh, Jesus. You know, get over yourself killing people.
The Chucky TV series? Did anybody watch it?
No, I don't do the Chucky thing. That all is like, that's all like, I can't do like the newer horror stuff. I get it, but I don't see why it's so iconic. I think it's a very throwaway idea, you know. Oh, look, we got a doll that's going to kill people. That's been done. Everything, like King Kong versus Godzilla, that was a big blockbuster. I like the big monster movies, you know. King Kong versus Godzilla.
That was great.
Awesome. Oh, that's a Christmas movie, you know. If you get it in your stocking for Christmas for the rest of your life, it will be. And I am giving copies out to some kids that I've met, you know, because I have no kids of my own because I'm a horror host.
That return took place at Christmas.
It did, but that's what I'm saying. This call took place at Christmas. Actually, so Christmas Day, what do you got, the Bone Jangler Marathon? What are you showing a bunch of your legendary Christmas specials and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be good, man. I'll be floating around.
You can...
I'm lit.
Exactly. Laughter is the best medicine of all medicines, they say. Unless you're in pain, and then fuck laughter. Give me some of those things, you know.
Give me some pills.
Well, you know, we're all lucky, you know. Throwing a big tribute out, man. To Kurt, you know, Kurt Meyer again. You know, hats off, man. It just, you know, kind of broke my heart all day. Kind of made me feel, because today is the 1-year anniversary of my rabbit passing away, and you know, a guy died of his friends. It's just, wow. An entire room's full of people that are gone now. But, you know, you don't know it until they're gone. And the next thing you know, Kurt Meyer, who's next? Who's the Reaper looking at next? You guys will be on here going, yeah, Borloff was a cool guy, man. I liked him a lot. He was a great dude. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, it's very nice to hear from Slash, though.
I know, Slash. He's man. That was cool. That was cosmic, man, that he mentioned him, and he just happened to be listening. That's neat, you know. But, you know, I hope they all get better. And I want y'all to pray for me, though, because I'm having a real hard time right now with these Coca-Colas and cigarettes. So pray for me. and also spending all my money, because I just bought some x-ray specs and two sets of goofy teeth off the online. You know, they're going to find me buried.
Oh, I'm telling you, I pray for you guys all the time. I'll pray for you. I'm also going to pray Roxy. I'm going to pray for Roxy and Dash to get enlightenment as to what the hell a Christmas movie is. I pray to God. I'll pray for that every night.
They're young.
I'll pray for that.
They're young, but listen, you
every
need to
night.
Do some prayers for your watch your mailbox,
that's
dude. Because
agree with the Batman thing. That's me, dude. Everything.
No, well, Batman is pretty cool. I got to admit, but you know what? Also, so there was periods of time when it wasn't. You know, I like the old serials. You know, the 1940s. Didn't even have a Batmobile. He just drove a car.
Bruce Wayne.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's his name shows a bunch of that, doesn't he? Don's Breakfast Cereal, doesn't he show all those things, man?
Oh, yeah, he shows all of it. Yeah, he's got
Batman
a great show.
Yeah, that's fun stuff, man. He's really active time.
Oh, he's really into
and those
it.
Cereals are fun.
I know everything you're talking about with Batman, though.
Have you ever seen the 1950s version of Flash Gordon?
Yes.
They're public domain, and they were made for TV, and it's like, whoa, these
yeah,
are
TV.
Weird,
yeah.
man.
There, did you ever see the one,
The
Witch from Neptune? Look at one called The Witch from Neptune. That is really bizarre for a Flash
Gordon. There's some strange stuff, dude. There was
an
international alien bad guy who was, like, all German and stuff, and he's like, oh, I'm going to be the bad guy.
Millions of people in front of a Christmas tree. Like,
you know.
Can't be any less Christmas than that. Christopher Walken throwing presents at Gotham City? Like, that's Christmas. Yeah.
To some people. I mean, there are people. To me, Christmas means strippers and cocaine. That's what good Christmas means to me. Some of my best memories are fucking locked in the back room.
I admire your honesty. Nobody admires my honesty, but I admire your honesty. Before all.
Get in the car. We're going to everything.
Well, I have a feeling that we're going to get cut off soon because I don't think it's going to record past this. So we may as well call an end to this fun Christmas show.
Happy
okay, well, thanks for the fun, guys.
Thank
awesome.
You for calling in, Stevie. You got to do it again.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, Steve.
Very nice talking to you, Steve.
Yeah.
Always nice hearing you guys.
Why am I always the only girl on this show?
There's enough
good
time.
Question.
I'm not complaining, but why am I always the only girl on the show? I don't like girls, but you know, I don't get along with girls. So I'm like, really, I'm the only girl on the show. I'm always talking to the boys. Agreeing with the boys, disagreeing with the boys, having fun with the boys. You know, you girls need to step up.
Jack of Bones, take us out.
Yeah, I'm going to take you out. Yeah, okay. Borloff, any last question? Any last comments before we go?
Hey, Merry Christmas to everybody out there that's listening to this, and peace and love and happiness and hope be with you all Christmas season long and into the next year. And, you know, just be hopeful and persistent and have faith and, you know, it'll all be good. We'll all be here. It'll be okay.
You damn right.
Amen to that, brother.
Yeah.
And on that note, thank you, everybody, for listening in the archives. And thank you, Stevie and Roxy, Dash and Borloff. You still
thank
there,
you
Borloff? Guys. Is he there?
He fell asleep.
Did we lose Borloff?
I think we
lost him. Well, anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next time. Good night.
Adios.